Peshla, or the heart of all that is a 2,000-acre site at the center of the Black Hills that's considered sacred by Native Americans. The property was purchased in 2012 by the Rosebud, Crow Creek, Standing Rock, and Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux tribes after the individual who owned the property announced plans to sell at a public auction. Last month, the Bureau of Indian Affairs approved the tribe's request to place the land into federal trust status. Tribal officials say that decision would have helped the tribes regain sacred site status for the land, and they say it would also have permitted the tribes to decide what to do with the land. But those plans are now on hold, says Kurt Blue Dog, an attorney for the tribes that own Peshla.
This will entail an administrative process where then the Department of Interior will set out a briefing schedule where the state would submit commentary, in fact, a legal brief, indicating why they oppose the government taking this land into trust for the four tribes. And then the tribes get an opportunity to respond.
Questions to the South Dakota Attorney General's office regarding the state's appeal of the land trust approval were answered with documentation from September 2015, offering an overview of the state's position on the trust status request. In the document, state officials questioned the Interior Department's authority to take land into trust from multiple tribal entities. They contend the four tribes that own Peshla are equivalent to an organization. They argue that the Interior Department cannot take land into trust status for an organization. The state's position is that making Peshla trust land is equivalent to making it reservation land, and would therefore create a new tribe consisting of members of the four tribes that own Peshla. Kurt Blue Dog anticipates the Peshla appeal process could take at least several months. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.